Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. You know, the Church of Jesus Christ is in no hurry to get to Christmas. We are so different from the world. You know, we are the church, we're in the world, and we love people, we love the world, but we're not of the world. While the colors out there are red and green, in here the color is blue. Well, out there they were singing Christmas carols since Halloween. In here we sing Advent carols. Well, out there the message is fill up your closets with gifts for people and all that stuff. In here the message is empty. Declutter your souls. Empty so you can receive God and prepare for him to come into our world, into our lives, to wake up, to declutter. So at Christmas, when we sing the hymn, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. There is room in your heart for him, and not many, many other things. In our second reading today, in Romans, this passage was helpful to Augustine to declutter his heart. He later became Saint Augustine, but he was in the fourth century, and his heart was cluttered with ungodly kind of things. But eventually he became Saint Augustine. How'd this happen? Well, of course you know that somebody we know very well was an Augustinian monk. You know who that was? Martin Luther. So part of our tradition goes back to Augustine. Why was Augustine changed? Well, he was caught up today in this reading from Romans, St. Paul's letter to Romans, where Jesus said, or St. Paul says, don't live with drunkenness and debauchery, because he had his life cluttered with that. He was a man who was very intelligent, very, very smart with books, but he drank too much. He studied morality, but he was immoral and had a baby out of wedlock. And through St. Paul's words, Augustine had a conversion experience. And you can read about this in a wonderful Christian classic, The Confessions of St. Augustine. And he eventually, after his mother prayed for his conversion for 25 years, he was converted, and he was baptized by Ambrose, and who was the Bishop of Hippo in North Africa. And Augustine prayed for the light of Christ to be in his heart, to be touched by, that his heart might be pierced by the light of Christ. And as he prayed this, he was very, very honest and very, very human, because he prayed, oh Lord, give me chastity and self-restraint, but don't give it to me yet. You know, he wanted change, but he didn't want it right now. It's like somebody praying, good Lord, take swearing from my lips, but wait till after the Steeler game. But the Holy Spirit woke Augustine up, and he saw the light. Advent is our time for all of us to wake up, to live in God's grace, to know love and light are coming into this world. Martin Luther said, Kirke evake, wake up, church, wake up. Because yes, there is darkness all around us. There is darkness. We just heard, was it yesterday, last night, people shot, wounded and killed in New Orleans. We see it in the content of best-selling video games that are very good graphics and excellent sound effects, but it shows graphic blood and gore, and these games leave people dehumanized and desensitized to love and respect of others. We saw the terror attacks in London and The Hague. We see it in the brokenness and the unwillingness for our government to compromise and work together for the good of others, led by immoral leaders. In fact, it's probably one of the worst situations in our country since the 1890s in our country. Darkness. Darkness is around us. We don't have to look too far to see it. But today, we lit a candle. Good news, the Son of Man is coming. Advent reminds us to stay awake, to be ready. Don't give in, don't give up on Christ. Don't give in to cynicism. Don't give in to being desperate, or don't give in to giving up. Well, the question becomes, and how? How do you do this? How do you prepare? Well, how do you prepare when somebody special is coming to your house? How do you prepare? Like when I was growing up, my mother would get out the best dishes and would make sure the house was clean and decluttered and our toys were put away and we had our faces washed and we combed our hair and we had our shoes were shiny and clean and we were ready. Well, this is for us Christians a season. It's like a little Lent, Advent. We are getting ready for someone special. Who's coming? Somebody really, really big. This may mean being more intentional this time of year for your prayer life. Maybe you want to get up a few minutes early and have your morning prayers or read the Bible or use a devotional. Maybe it means at your own house to set out a little Advent wreath and light the first candle tonight and sing at home. We light the Advent candles, you know, around with your family, with your friends. Or maybe it means giving special Christmas gifts, but not only to other people who we love, and that's wonderful to do too, but maybe to Lutheran World Relief, or maybe giving a little bit to Lutheran World Hunger, or like Marilyn invited us to give here so somebody can have a better Christmas with that if it wasn't for our gifts to them. You know, we mainly learn from example. Faith, I mean, I can preach 1,000 sermons, it might mean nothing, but it's more caught than taught. It's the Holy Spirit that touches your heart. And we can catch how to live as a Jesus people, and we can catch that gift in many, many ways. You know, but of course, there's obvious ways like reading the Bible, but through other people, sometimes through literature, through the arts, through our family, through another person, through a role model. Like for me, it just hit me in the recent movie we saw, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, about Mr. Rogers and the writer from Esquire magazine, and how this writer intentionally wanted to find some dirt on Mr. Rogers. In fact, his wife said, please don't ruin Mr. Rogers for me. But he couldn't find anything because Mr. Rogers knew he was out to get him, and Mr. Rogers, you'll see it through the movie, how their relationship, how this writer is transformed and how he's changed, how his family has changed. It's a beautiful movie. You see, catching the faith helps make us ready to receive the Son of Man. Or another movie I love, it's about catching the faith and get ready for the Advent time, is a movie, did you ever see To Kill a Mockingbird? It's a wonderful movie, especially the one with Gregory Peck. I love Gregory Peck. And in this movie, To Kill a Mockingbird, he plays Atticus Finch. And he's a lawyer in an Alabama town during a depression. And in the opening scene of the film, you see that Atticus receives a payment from Walter Cunningham, whose only currency, he's a poor farmer, so his only currency is his produce from his family farm. And when Atticus he's a single father, and he has a six-year-old daughter called Scout. And she asks her father why Mr. Cunningham pays her dad for his lawyer work that he does for Mr. Cunningham with all that stuff, with the colored beans, greens last week, or hickory nuts today. And Atticus explains that it's all he has. But he goes on to gently encourage her to leave room to help another person have self-respect. To me, Atticus Finch and Mr. Rogers are examples of what it means to be a person who is awake to Christ, who has the light of Christ in their hearts. People who show magnificent love and restraint and compassion in a world where oftentimes people just, all kind of garbage comes out of their mouth. They let it go. All the stuff comes out. And then they say, oh, isn't that wonderful? The person's so genuine. So they say all this garbage. Oh, this is so genuine, but there's no love. And when they say hurt people, and some people, when they let this garbage and this vomit come out, it hurts them too. It diminishes them. Advent is a time for a different way, a time of waiting and watching and reflecting, slowing down and taking time, a time to get ready. What are you doing to get ready? What little steps are you going to take in these four precious weeks to get ready, to get ready? And never forget who is coming, who we are getting ready for, and who we are not getting ready for. We are not getting ready for someone who says, now shape up or ship out, do it right, or you'll ruin everything. We're not waiting for somebody who says, I'm making a list, checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty or nice. We're not waiting for that. But we're waiting for one who says, I love you. You are mine. And I love you so much that I'm going to give you my spirit so you can take the steps to be all you can be in my name. And I know at times you're going to trip up. I know at times you're going to stumble. I know at times you're going to fall and make mistakes. And I'll be there because I love you. I'll help you get back up. I'll help you learn, because mistakes are wonderful ways to learn. And I will forgive you even to the end of the age. Wow! Is that not someone you want to get ready for? Is that not somebody who makes you so excited that you want to follow the way of Jesus? Yeah, we need to get ready. We need to get ready because love is coming. Ready or not, light is coming. Ready or not, Christ is coming to us all. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.